Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
The game at 4 o'clock on Sunday is our Knights, Tristan, taking on the Canberra Raiders up there at Newcastle. So Daniel Saifidi has been named. Now, there's the other route. Like, he went off the field. He was having a... Anyway, Jaden Brayley back from that head knock. Jack Johns back from an ankle injury. Tyson Frizzell named amongst the reserves. We have to wait on that. Greg Marzu on the wing for Dom Young. Wow. Jack Hetherington back to the bench. Kurt Mann is back from that shoulder injury at lock. And Dylan Lucas goes to the 18th man. Josh Papali'i is back from his calf injury. Emre Guler back to the bench. Trey Mooney out. Zach Wolford in for Danny Levi, who has got that broken jaw. This is a very tough one, Tristan.
This is a really, really tricky one. And, yeah, the Knights very much down on troops still, and they've got a couple of players that are in doubt. Obviously, Brayley, such an important cog to that side, as we saw the back end of last year. But there's a couple of key doubtful players there, and obviously Dom Young, interestingly, dropped. But the Raiders, they were improved there at home. Papali'i in is a pretty important cog. It's $2.75 the Knights, $1.45 the Raiders, 5.5 out to 6.5 here. I don't think they're going to be my Knights this week. I'm going to be on the Canberra bandwagon, and I think they might be just a little bit too good for the Knights with them still missing a lot of key players.
Did you hear that? That was a sigh in the background. I was hoping you two blokes still had those glasses on from last week. And
hang on, I haven't spoken yet.
Yeah, might want to dive into your Knights this week. Listen, I don't expect a Saifidi and a big question mark over Frizzell playing. That really changes, again, what they've got in the middle. You know, for mine, that's Ponga, both Saifidi brothers. Elliot is an out. Doubt over Frizzell. I think there's a question mark about a couple of others that have been named on the bench. You know, the Knights are just really up against it at the moment, trying to get the right list on the park at the right time. At the moment is clearly a struggle. They're back at home, but, you know, that's no shake. They've lost their last six games straight when at home. I thought the Raiders get their chance. I thought, you know, Papali'i was a good in. Things to like about what they did against the Sharks last week as underdogs at home. They won. They got the breakthrough win. I think they get an opponent that they match up well against this week, and I thought that they should be winning. I certainly had it marked far wider than the market.
Just how wide, Jared?
Well, it depends how wide you want to play, Jimmy. At the moment, the market's 6.5.
6.5, yeah.
I'll give you 7.5, Jimmy.
Oh, well, that's like going from, you know, that's bugger all, isn't it? Give me 8.5, Jared, and I'll take $1.80.
No, Jimmy.
Okay, well, there you go. So 6.5, yeah, I could entertain that. So let's go through last week, Tristan, that you and I saw. Dom Young had a shocker. I can't believe they've dropped him, though, because like he mixed up some good stuff with some bad stuff, and now you drop the winger. I don't know about that. Marzu comes in. He's can be hard to tackle, but surely Dom Young offers more than that. Lockie Miller was excellent. Jackson Hastings, we presume, stays on the field. Tyson Gamble was atrocious last week. Couldn't be as bad again. I agree. Saifidi's an issue, but if he's out, Croker comes in, and I thought he had a really good game from the bench as well. Thompson's been very solid as well. The Raiders are hard to get a handle on, aren't they? I think they could be an improved side with Levi out and Wolford back in. Wolford's best footy, I think, is far more creative than Danny Levi. And Tommy Starling is that running game out of dummy half. I suppose Fogarty and Whiten worked in better patches last week. Still unsure about Seb Chris as a fullback. I'm sure about Seb Chris as a player. And the other thing I want, every time this Matt Tomoko runs the ball, holy, the winger doesn't see it a whole lot, but my word, he's a strong ball carrier.
Yeah,
look, I think the Raiders win, but I'm, you know, fortune favours the brave, gentlemen. I'm happy to go with the Knights at +6.5 if you want to come in.
I'm in, Jimmy.
All right. Pete, yeah, what are you? Which bloke at the blackjack table are you following this week?
Yeah, I'm following the bloke with the that's wearing the charity hat. So I think there's going to be a little bit of luck both at the races today and also on Sunday. So I'm gonna stand behind Jared and go all in here.
Yeah, righto. I stand with Jared. Fantastic.